Wow, what a weekend to wrap up that story. Hopefully, we will see more of these movies as time goes on. I am once again back. Hi, it's me, the deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts, or as my friends and family call me, Jen. But a lot of people that don't remember my name always remember deputy, so I'm just going to kind of stick with that. I hope that you thoroughly enjoyed Saturday's episode, and today I'm going to be talking about one that I actually told you I was going to be bringing you quite a while back. I was hinting to it that it was a Netflix movie. And if you couldn't figure it out, or even based on the clues off of Friday's show, I'm talking about Orion and the Dark. Now, this movie is definitely not what you might anticipate for a kid's movie. This movie is aimed more at the audience that kind of grew up with the whole Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. Mind you, there's absolutely no connection between Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Orion in the Dark, but the stories in a way they almost overlap, and in the way that they do so, it both makes it more of a appealing thing to a bigger audience, and it also limits the, how do I want to put this? It's going to be limiting its audience as well, because this movie is intense. If you have a fear of something, if you are afraid of something, if you've ever been afraid of something, this is a movie that deals with that. And it doesn't just deal with it from the kid's perspective. The biggest thing that this movie focuses on is to face the fear and do it anyway. Now, that seems so simple of an idea, but fear is sometimes a lot more than fear. It's a downright phobia. And when it crosses that, even just the thought of the things that scare us can be a little bit too intense. And Orion is this young boy, and he's in school, and he has these giant fears that seem to take over his life, and he numbers them kind of like the whole Diary of a Wimpy Kid thing, and he gets stuck on that. And one of his biggest things is that he's afraid of the dark, and he's afraid of being embarrassed, and he's afraid like the whole world's gonna fall apart around him, and he's afraid he's gonna be alone, and he's afraid of everything going on and unexplained noises. But on this, as he attempts to face one of these fears, it scares him so much that, I mean, no spoilers, but there's a part of this where it even like jumps forward in time. I'm not going to give too many details on that because that would be a spoiler, and you know me, you don't have to worry about that at all. But the way that it kind of jumps back and forth a little bit, but it's all interconnected. It's not doing so in a confusing way. And there are some lighthearted moments to this that kind of keep the entertainment value up. That's kind of what I want to say. But this one is just, it's dealing with things of insomnia, quiet sleep, the dark, unexplained noises, light, sweet dreams, almost in a way of like the way that the three ghosts did to Scrooge and Chris and the, you know what I'm talking about. But the way that they visited him and kind of showed him what was possible and what was going to happen. In a way, parts of these fears are doing this for Orion. And in doing so, the message that this ends up coming across with is a lot more wholesome than it would initially appear. You're dealing with so many different things and so many different depths of things. Honestly, I could see this movie giving kids nightmares. I mean, there are some really dark, foreboding things that are happening as this is being told and as this is being shared. And it's, how do I want to put that? It's just, I almost want to say something, but it's like it'd be too much of a spoiler if I do, so I'm trying to figure out how to reword it. So forgive my awkwardness here for a moment. So I do apologize. But it's just nothing can prepare you for the unimaginable, but you have to prepare yourself to be ready for the unimaginable. That doesn't make any sense. It made sense in my brain, at least for a second before I said it. But basically, we don't know what the future is going to hold. And so we have to prepare ourselves to be able to deal with things as they come. It's like we can't be so afraid of the future that we're afraid to move forward with life. But at the same time, change is scary. Life can be scary. I mean, and there are legitimate fears and there are legitimate phobias out there that people deal with every day. But I love the line of feel the fear and do it anyway. There is so much power in that. And there is a character in the movie named Hypatia. And she shares with us something that she wrote in the book. And you can find the text of what she wrote. It is further down if you go to wherever you found this podcast at. And you scroll down, you will see the entire text of what she wrote. Don't worry, there's no spoilers in that at all. But it's just, it's beautiful. There's truly beauty in the contrast. There's beauty in the unknown. Is it scary? Yes. Is it not always beautiful? Yes. I mean, sometimes the future is ugly. Sometimes it's nasty. Sometimes it's horrible. But if we don't dare to find the beautiful, where are we really going to end up when it's all said and done? Because if we're not confident enough to move forward, to try to chase the beauty and risk coming across the stuff that's not so great once in a while, we're going to just be stuck. So I want each of you, I want all of my listeners, I want you to think of one thing that you are hesitant to do. Maybe not necessarily full-on phobia, but I want you to take one thing that you're hesitant to do in life or hesitant to say or to experience. And even if I don't inspire you to act on it, I just want you to think about it. Just plant that seed and see where it goes, because I kind of want to see the feedback I get from this. It's just, this story could really go somewhere. If you haven't already guessed it, I did give Orion in the Dark a guilty rating on the Deputy scale just because of the intensity of the story. Like I said, it just might be a little bit too much. But I'm about to surprise a lot of you. I did give Orion in the Dark a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It tells it in a very unusual way, but like I said, there is a lot of meaning to what is going on here. And I hope that you walk away from this with something special going, wow, that wasn't what I expected. I just don't want you to go into this expecting like a lighthearted kids movie that your kids are just going to get plopped in front of and just watch it while you're doing whatever task. This is one of those ones, if you let your kids watch it, I would watch it with them because you don't want nightmares over some of the stuff that they address here. There's nothing like totally horror or anything like that. It's nothing like that in the least, but it's just a bit intense at moments. So I'm hoping that this inspired you, hoping that this helped you. There's times in the middle of the night, even here for myself, it's like I'll hear a weird noise in the middle of the night and it'll wake me up. Okay, I'm 49. I'll be 50 years old this summer. Yes, I know I'm old, but there's parts of me, I'll admit, I'm scared of the dark. There is just something about being in complete and utter darkness that I find terrifying. But I mean, I wasn't scared at all to watch this movie, but it's like I'll hear noises in the middle of the night. And sometimes it's just the cats on the wheel because it gives this like weird, picture like a bicycle tire on an exercise bike, only amplified. It's not that the wheels are noisy at all. It's just the sound that they make. And so when you wake up out of a dream in the middle of the night or just wake up for whatever reason and you hear this weird noise, and you're like, oh my word, what is that? Like, do I want to get up and figure out what that one is? But yeah. And so I just want to dare you all to inspire you to plant that seed in something that you're afraid of and think of a way to address it or how to cope with it, or what might help you with that. And so if you want to use the hashtag plant a seed, I'm perfectly fine with that. Of course, hashtag movie deputy so I can find this content. And if I get enough content on that, I will make a show just about that. But ultimately, I hope that this has helped. Again, this is a Netflix movie, so if you have Netflix, this is free to watch on there. And I can't wait to be back and talk to you next time. I do want to let you know ahead of time, Wednesday's program, we are going to be talking about a movie that is quite explicit. Don't worry, I don't use any of those words in my show, but for Wednesday's program, we are going to be talking about a movie that is one of the worst rated ones I've ever seen. So hopefully that'll get your curiosity enough to come back and want to check it out. But until then, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.